Live from the Fortress of Freedom in the center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Tuesday, May 21st, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Three, one of the most privileged people to ever live is now casting millions of us as villains. Apple CEO Tim Cook says his generation has failed young people today because climate change is an imminent threat to us all. Good Lord, where do these prima donnas come from? Two, bad news coming for Ford employees as early as today. The Michigan-based automaker letting at least 7,000 white-collar workers go, and it begins with nearly 1,000 losing their jobs today. Is this a harbinger of things to come? And number one, former Congressman Trey Gowdy, among a select number of Americans who have seen documents that he says will be an absolute game changer in the opinion of Americans when it comes to spying on the Trump campaign and maybe the president himself, the lid about to be blown off this entire mess. But first, new this hour, a federal judge has sided with House members who have subpoenaed, House Democrats, that is, who have subpoenaed Donald Trump and financial records dating back to 2011. As you may recall, the president announced his bid for the presidency in the middle of 2015. But that doesn't matter, and this judge, appointed by Barack Obama, Amit Mehta, issued a 41-page opinion and began by comparing President Trump's concerns about congressional overreach to those of President James Buchanan. How many of you can even tell me where James Buchanan was in the lineup of presidents? Any of you? All right, sir, you got it. That's right, one person back there. He was number 15. He came just before Abraham Lincoln. So Mehta cites James Buchanan and that Trump has taken up the fight of his predecessor. Now, here's what's crazy. Here's what's a bit crazy. Mehta said that he understands that much of this would get leaked. He doesn't even have a worry about that. He says much of this will get leaked. The court is not naive to reality. And there is a chance that some records obtained by Mazars, which is the accounting firm used by the Trump Organization and Donald Trump personally, will become public soon after they are produced. Of course they will. The judge puts no concern into that, no concern whatsoever. You see, financial records of you and I can't be given to anyone. The Internal Revenue Service can't just give people your financial records because of the risk of abuse. And yet for this president, it means nothing. Mehta added that he was well aware that this case involves records concerning the private and business affairs of the president of the United States dating back to well before he declared his candidacy. But Mehta said this, Democrats' subpoena fell within established congressional investigative and oversight powers, which generally only require that subpoenas serve some valid legislative purpose. What valid legislative purpose could there be for the Democrats to go back to 2011 and rifle through the president's personal and professional financial records unless they're going strictly on a fishing expedition? There is no other explanation for this. And Mehta said he would not stay his ruling either. It's in effect. And that's despite the risk of permanently compromising Trump's private financial information, in part because of the public's strong interest in Democrats obtaining those records. That means the subpoena will take effect within 7 days, 1 week hence from now, 6 days now, if it is not stayed by another court. I can assure you that there will be an emergency appeal of this. Courts have grappled for more than a century with the question of the scope of Congress's investigative power, he wrote in his decision. The binding principle that emerges from these judicial decisions is that the courts must presume Congress is acting in furtherance of its constitutional responsibility to legislate and must defer to congressional judgments about what Congress needs to carry out that purpose. What can Congress possibly need from this president, financially speaking, that dates back to 2011? To be sure, there are limits on Congress's investigative authority, but those limits do not substantially constrain Congress, he wrote. So there's limits, but not really, he writes. The judge continued, it is simply not fathomable that a constitution that grants Congress the power to remove a president for reasons including criminal behavior would deny Congress the power to investigate him for unlawful conduct, past or present. This is why people won't run for office. If this sort of thing is allowed to stand, This is exactly why people won't run for. Why would you subject yourself? You are a successful individual. You're a Howard Schultz. You're a Tim Cook, whoever you are. And you've had a wildly successful career. You've made billions of dollars, put millions of people benefited from you, and thousands of people have gotten jobs. But you know, if you go into public life and you irritate somebody just right, that they would be granted the opportunity to go rifle through all of your financial records for years, even before you ran for office. Why would anyone subject themselves to that kind of punishment, to that kind of pressure? And the answer is, a hell of a lot of good people would not and would never. And I certainly hope that this reckless decision is set aside. This reckless decision, in fact, must be set aside. Trump's lawyers quoted Democrats as openly admitting they wanted to use the subpoena power for political purposes. We're going to have to build an air traffic control tower to keep track of all the subpoenas flying from here to the White House, one Democrat said. Another referenced a subpoena cannon firing at the White House. This is all a political game. And it all comes back to Donald Trump at any price, any price. They don't care about the truth unless the truth is something they can shade him with, embarrass him with, damage him politically with. Because they know right now, despite the polls, despite the narrative of the handmaidens in the mainstream media carrying water for the Democrats and all of their people, that Donald Trump is the odds-on favorite to win re-election. And of course, as we heard earlier from Jeff Daniels, that would mean the end of the republic. We would all certainly see democracy die if Donald Trump were actually elected again in a legitimate election. That would be terrible, that people actually got to cast their votes and their votes were counted and the Electoral College worked as designed. My God, that would be horrible, so says Hollywood. Trump's lawyers have also argued that the subpoena to Mazars, again, that's the accounting firm, quote, lacks a legitimate legislative purpose and is an unconstitutional attempt to exercise the powers of law enforcement. Mehta wrote in his ruling, however, that standard for obtaining a valid congressional subpoena is not a difficult bar to clear under Supreme Court precedent, and Democrats had easily shown they're not on a fishing expedition. I don't know how he showed that. Comments made by Democrats suggesting their political motivations, Mehta said, did not automatically make the subpoenas themselves invalid. The Oversight Committee has shown that it is not engaged in a pure fishing expedition for the president's financial records, the judge wrote. It is undisputed that the president did not initially identify his liabilities on his public disclosure forms, the payments that Michael Cohen made to alleged mistresses during the presidential campaign. Furthermore, Michael Cohen has pleaded guilty to campaign finance violations arising from those payments, although we all know that he could never have been convicted on that because what he did is not a campaign finance violation. Every lawyer that's been here, every judge that's talked about that here on this program says he pled guilty to something that was not a crime. Why did he do that? Why did the government push for that? I think you see right here, right now, why. Now you know why. So they could use that as the impetus to go after Trump's financial records. Revelation moment. There it is. 14 after, this is the Steve Gerber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business. Moving Michigan forward.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.